I read now in chapter 33, verse 1. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 55 years in Jerusalem, but did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the heathen whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. So here you have a strange feature, and that is, here is the man that is the best king, led in a great revival, and that's Hezekiah. His son comes to the throne, and he's the worst king of all. Now, how do you explain that? And I'm going to let you in on a secret. I'm not going to explain it because I cannot explain it. Because around me today, I see things happening I can't explain like that. And this is what I mean. It comes to our attention periodically. It did as a pastor. It does now here on radio, of very fine Christian parents. Fact of the matter is, they're outstanding Christian parents. And then they have a son or a daughter, and many times it's a daughter. And these two, or either one it might be, and sometimes it's both, they become hippies of the worst sort. Now, hippies are going out of style, understand. They will come up, of course, with a new name, but it's all the same crowd. But the interesting thing is that this group that have appeared of young people across the land, it was easy to explain them. That is, they were neglected at home. They saw godless, materialistic parents fighting all the time, getting divorces, living for self, selfishness. And the youth rebelled against it and walked out on it. I can understand that, but the exceptions to the rule have really disturbed me. Why is it that in a lovely Christian home, here is a boy or a girl, and all of a sudden they walk out and they become the worst type of hippies? Well, there are two things I think that we can say. And I recognize how feeble these things are. First is, they've been influenced by the youth that are around them, because all young people go through a period when they feel that their parents are stupid. And I don't care whose they are. I never shall forget my own experience along that line. When I went away to college, I was almost ashamed to come home and to carry on a conversation with those at home, because they just didn't know as much, you see. And that's a period that youth goes through. And a young fellow told me this, and when I say a young fellow, he's a young preacher. He says, you know, when I went away to college, he said, I was ashamed of my dad. He called him my old man. He said, he just didn't seem to know anything, and I seemed to be pretty smart. And he said, you know, that I graduated from college and started in the ministry, and I began to face problems. And he said, I had to work my way through college, and I was rubbing up against some pretty hard situations. And he says, you know, my dad, in spite of the fact of how stupid he was, he made a good living, and he was a marvelous provider. We had a wonderful home. And he said, you know, I couldn't quite understand how he did it. Then he said, I got out, and I began to face these problems. Then he said, I went home for a visit. He said, you'd be surprised how much my dad had learned in those few years. Said, I came to the conclusion he was a pretty smart man. Now, I think all young people go through that period, and I can understand that in a Christian home, that during that period, young people are influenced by this crowd outside that have walked out of their homes. I recognize that that is an explanation. Then another feature is that I believe if they've come out of Christian homes, and especially they've made a profession of faith, that you're going to find out that those young people are going to return back to the Lord. And I think we're going to see this in the man we're looking at right here. Now, this is also the period that I believe that the Shekinah glory left the temple. Ezekiel saw the vision of the Shekinah glory because of the sins of the people and their rebellion lifted up, and it removed from the Holy of Holies, and then moved out to the walls of Jerusalem, and waited again. The people did not turn back to God. And then the Shekinah glory withdrew to the Mount of Olives and waited there, and then there was no movement on the part of the people toward God. The Shekinah glory was caught back up into heaven. And Ichabod was written over the threshold of the temple, and the glory had departed. And now their house was indeed left unto them desolate. Now, when did that take place? Most expositors, I know that my teachers, all felt that it took place at the captivity later on. I don't feel that's accurate. If the Shekinah glory did not leave during the reign of Manasseh, I just can't see any other period that would cause the Shekinah glory, the presence of God, to remain. I believe this was the time. Now I want you to notice this man here. He was 12 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. Now God always gives to the sinner ample opportunity to turn to him, always. This man reigned much longer than others. Why? Longer than David, longer than Solomon, longer than his own father. Why? Well, because God always gives to the evil man ample opportunity. God is merciful. He's long-suffering. He's not willing that any should perish. And after all, God has plenty of time on his hands. He's got eternity back of him. He's got eternity ahead of him. And he's in no hurry, my friend. If you think you were going to push God or going to rush him, going to move him, I sometimes hear someone pray or someone say that, no, if you just go right to God, he'll just begin to move. He may. Then again, he may not. He'll take his time. He's in no hurry. Now, will you notice? We read now verse 2 again. But he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. Now we were told that back in 2 Kings, the 21st chapter, concerning this man. God is emphasizing, and we're getting God's viewpoint in Chronicles. So this man, from God's viewpoint, was an evil man.